Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Siman Shin Yud Ches Si'if Hey, another very Yisodistic Si'if in the Halachos of Bishul B'Shabbos. So this is page Kuf Lamed Hayam and Beis, is tonight's Limud, Shin Yud Ches Si'if Hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misho Omer, there is someone who says, the Davar Shenefel Nitzah, that if something was baked or roasted, in Bishul Ach Kach B'mashke, if you then later cook it in a liquid, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul, that would be a violation of Bishul, meaning even though it's already been fully baked, it's a violation of Bishul to subsequently cook it, and therefore not only are you not allowed to put bread, obviously, in a kli rishon at that point, the bread's already been baked, but a kli rishon is mevashel, so bishul after afia is usher, but even to put it into a kli sheni that's yatzel ledespo is going to be usher. So that's a second chiddush. So let's see what the Mishnah Berura says about this. Sif katan mem, in bishul achar kach b'mashke, you take a baked item and you cook it in a liquid, ratzalom ishin, the son of a kateir kredish mespashel, in rotav. That means you put it into soup that's boiling. If you put it into a cold liquid and then put that liquid onto a fire, typically then you don't need the bread in order to be in violation of bishul. You're in violation of bishul for putting the liquid on the fire. So obviously something about that, it's a liquid that's already hot and already burning on the fire. So it's a violation of bishul. Even though when it comes to dry foods, there is no bishul achar bishul, meaning if you take an already cooked piece of chicken and you put it on the blech, it is not a violation of bishul. Mikal makom yesh bishul achar tzli. There is a violation of bishul after something is roasted because it accomplishes two different things. Bishul has one type of taste that it gives to the food, and roasting has another type of taste that it gives to the food. And that's even if it's still burning hot from the roasting. You take it right off the barbecue, so it just got roasted, and you throw it into a pot with liquid in it. That's a violation mitaraisa of bishul. It works in the other direction as well. If you were mevashel something and then you throw it on the barbecue, that's also a violation of bishul, right? You sous vide something and then you want to sear it on the outside, right? That's also a violation of bishul. Therefore, you're not allowed to put something that's been cooked next to the fire without any sauce. Not only meaning something that's been cooked, you're not allowed to put next to a fire without sauce, because that's tzli after bishul. V'lav davke etzalish, not only if you put it directly on the fire, you put it anywhere it can get hot from the heat of the oven. Meaning this is not about whether it looks like bishul, it's a drabana. No, this is the actual bishul daraisa. So it doesn't matter whether it looks like regular bishul or not, because if it's getting to that heat, then that's a violation. V'lachain tzarech lizar shlo lahachzir basal mevushal b'liro tov l'tocha tanur. So he says, unbelievable. If you have meat that was cooked in a sauce and then you want to put it without any sauce into the oven, that is a violation of tzli achar bishul. And I don't care if you have a keder al gabi keder, I don't care how many blechs you have. It doesn't matter. If it was cooked in a sauce and now you're heating it up directly on fire, it is tzli. What you're doing now is tzli. What happened to it previously was bishul, which begs the question, then how do you warm up any food on Shabbos? Because you can't warm up stuff in a gravy, because that yesh bishlach or bishul b'davar lach. So you can't warm up stuff with the gravy. So the Chazanish says, no, this idea of yesh liach or bishul is if it's giving it a roasted taste, if it's giving it a barbecue taste. But when it's clearly just warming it up and it's going to maintain the old taste, then that's not tzliach or bishul, even though the mechanism may be dry heat, but it's not going to be considered tzliach or bishul, which is a big chiddush, but that's what we rely on. Everyone agrees, though, that once something has been roasted, you can't violate roasting again. And something that has been roasted, a roasted piece of chicken that has since cooled down, you're allowed to put next to a fire. As long as you don't violate any of the drabbanans, like putting it on an open flame where you might come to adjust the flame. And if you're going to put it in an oven, you need a hefsek kederi. You need to do a kedera al gabi kedera situation so that it's not mechsi kemevashel, meaning you still need to avoid all the drabanans. And likewise, there's no violation of afia after afia, meaning once something is baked, it's not a violation of baking to bake it again. There is a question, what about roasting after baking or baking after roasting? So that's a discussion in the Achronim, and that leads the Achronim to a different discussion about making toast on Shabbos. You have a piece of bread, it's fully baked. Can you put it on a hot plate to make it into toast? So some of the poskim say, well, it seems like it's makah bepatish then. It's something, it's got to be aser. But pashtus is, if you hold that ein sli acharafia, then it should not be a problem. Then it should be mutter. Someone once asked me about making grilled cheese on Shabbos, right? So maybe it's not aser, I don't know. Okay, sif katan membeis, vasu litein pas. So he said, you're not allowed to put bread in, even in klisheni. Now this was an additional chiddush. Hosef is a din acher. The Mechaber is adding a second din. V'atam desfilin l'deyazu diyesh devarim shemesvash mafil b'klisheni v'neshem rakim. This is what we call kalei abishal, that there are some things that could even get cooked in a klisheni because they're very soft. V'einonu b'kiyim. V'alkein hosef lesa litin pasa afu idu rakim chafilu b'klisheni. And therefore, he asks even putting baked bread, which is soft, into a klisheni. V'ua din d'l'deyazu yesh lachmin nami b'shar devarim shalin b'klisheni. And according to this opinion, you can't even put anything into a klisheni because you don't know about anything that it's not kalei abishal. Any uncooked item might be kalei abishal and therefore would be a violation to put it into a klisheni. Says the Mechaber Vayter now, v'yesh matirin, and some are matir, and the Rama says what he means is b'klisheni, that some are matir to put bread into your soup bowl when there's boiling hot soup. Now most of the time our soup bowl is likely a kli shlishi already, or at least it might be a kli shlishi. There's a question whether a ladle counts as a kli sheni or not, but if the soup bowl is a kli shlishi, so then we have another tzad lahakel. But to put into boiling hot soup that's above yatzel ledespo, if it's a kli sheni, is going to be problematic according to the first day of Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama says, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes the second day of a yesh matirin in a kli sheni, mishbura matirin b'kli sheni, sviru l'den kli sheni mevashel b'shum davar. This opinion holds that a kli sheni is not mevashel anything. Says the Rama Vayter now, v'yesh mekilin afilu b'kli rishon. Some say you're even allowed to put a slice of bread into a kli rishon, into the actual soup pot. Why? Says Mishvur Mem Dalit, sviru l'den shayach shem b'shal achar afiyah otzliya v'duadin lehebich. This opinion holds that ain b'shal achar afiyah, ain afiyah achar b'shal, ain sli achar b'shal, meaning just like ain b'shal achar b'shal, it doesn't matter what method you're using to do the cooking, it's not a further violation once the item has been fully cooked. Says the Rama, now v'nogul izor l'chadchila shalo litein pas afilu b'klisheni kol zman sheyatzel ledespo. Our minhag is we don't put bread even in a klisheni as long as it's still yatzel ledespo, as long as it's still hot. Memhei v'nogul izor pirush she'ein nosim lechem b'marak shala cholent b'karashi klisheni. You don't put bread in the liquid part of the cholent in a plate that's a klisheni. The kol shken sheizor shlo lo salem mikli rishon. Certainly you shouldn't pour your cholent from the kli rishon over your bread. That's even worse than putting it into a klisheni. V'osam shechotchem abitzol v'losan tocham marak b'ka'ara. And those people that have the practice that they cut up an onion and they put it into the soup, they put it out on a plate and they stick their raw onions into the soup, lo yasim marak. They better be careful to not put a raw onion into the soup unless the soup is below yatzoledes. We're even machmir about bread, and that's been baked already. Your raw onion hasn't been cooked, hasn't been baked, hasn't been roasted, it's raw. So to put that into a cliche that's yatzoledes, that's going to be a real problem. Because we don't know what's called kalei abishal, what's not. And who knows, maybe an onion is called kalei abishal. I think that used to be a minhag by many Europeans that they would cut up radishes and have with the soup. So that you have to be careful not to put it into boiling hot soup. Worse yet would be to put it in, to put the raw onion or the raw radish into hot solid food that's on a klisheni. Because those poskim that hold, the Taz, the Marshal, others, that a hot, solid piece of food, even when you put it in a klisheni, still has the status of a kli rishon. Because what's the whole svara that a klisheni loses the capacity to cook is because the walls of the kli cool down the food. But if it's a solid chunk of food, it doesn't really spread along the walls of the kli. It stays right there, and that might have a din of a kli rishon. And even if you wait until the sauce is below yatzaledes, But then you still have to be careful not to pour new sauce from the pot that's yatzalad zbo over the onions. Now we're talking about a chashta raisa when you do irikli rishon. I'm not sure what this is, that they make some sort of dish out of animal feet, or I know with chicken feet, there used to be a thing that Bubbies would swear that their chicken soup can't taste good unless you have chicken feet in them. I think they stopped that practice. Thankfully, you don't find chicken feet so much in Gourmet Glad, but it used to be such a thing. So I guess there was a dish they made me ragli behema, lachto chatichas pas bikli, that people will cut up a little slice of bread, and they pour the feet soup over the bread from a kli rishon. Lo yafa emosin. It's a bad thing to do. Even if you were to have poured the soup into the kli sheni before you put the bread there, the Rama says we should not do that. If you want to mix the bread with the soup, you have to wait till it's below yatzoledes. Or he says, use a ladle. And if you use a ladle, then it's going to be a klishlishi. Because that's the big hetter that we have to put challah in boiling hot soup in our bowls, right? When sometimes people dip their challah, so the soup is too hot to eat. So you dip the challah in it. This is above yatzoledes, obviously, if it's too hot to eat. But if you ladled it out when it was off the fire, so then there's a good chance that it's a klishlishi. Now certainly if you have something raw that you're pouring straight from a kli rishon over something raw, you're running into a problem on a daraisa level of being mevashal kedei klipa. Sivkat memvav lichad chila, we said we're careful lichad chila not to put bread even in a kli sheni. Now b'diavad, you have to realize if you're putting bread in anything, we're not going to aser it, because it could be that ain bishul acharafia, and that once it's baked, there's no longer any violation of bishul. Afilu b'kli sheni u'b'kli shlishi mitzadid prim gadol misiv katan lamed hey lahakel ayin sham. That in a kli shlishi you're allowed to put bread. Meaning we, even though the Mishnah Berurah generally is machmir that a kli shlishi has the same din as a kli sheni and it has the capacity to cook kalei abishul, but over here we have a whole bunch of different snifim because it's already baked, so maybe ain bishul achar afia, and it's a kli shlishi, so maybe kli shlishi actually matters. And we don't even know if it's kalei abishul. We're just guessing that it's kalei abishul. It might not be kalei abishul, and therefore might not be able to be cooked even in a kli sheni. So with all that together, you could put your challah into the boiling hot soup that's in your bowl. Kol zman shayad soledes bo, ayin b'chayadim shkasev dehecha shayad nichviz bo l'kali alim vashal afilu b'kli sheni. That's only yad soledes bo. If you would get burnt, if you would get burnt from that soup, then everyone would be machmir, even in a kli sheni. So to summarize what we learned tonight, essentially, as far as bishul achar afia is concerned, we learned three opinions. One opinion is that you're not allowed to put even in a kli sheni, a challah even in a kli sheni. A second opinion is you're allowed to put in a kli sheni, but not in a kli rishon. And a third opinion is you could even put in a kli rishon because ain bishul achar afia. And then we said that there's such a thing called kalei abishul. So kalei abishul are things that get cooked in a kli sheni, and therefore would be usher to put in a kli sheni. And the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that the Ramah pointed out rather that we try not to put challah in a kli sheni. In a kli shlishi we're makel, but not to put challah in a kli sheni. And even in a kli shlishi, if it's really really boiling hot, we try not to do that either. Meaning if it's yad nichves bo. And the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, and all of this is way way more chamur if you're dealing with raw things, with totally raw things like onions and radishes and things like that. You need to be much much more careful. And all of this is way way more chamur if you're pouring straight out of a kli rishon, because then it's ira kli rishon, it's not kli sheni. An ira kli rishon is mevashal kedei klipa on a daraisa level. And it's also slightly more chamur if you're dealing with a solid hot food rather than a liquid hot food, because it could be that a solid hot food in a kli sheni still has a din of a kli rishon. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with si'if, vav, and I guess zayin, and ches. Okay, we'll see. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.